welcome to Tuned to Yesterday, broadcasting programs from radio's yesteryear. I'm your host, Mark Levanier, and coming up in this hour, variety programs. Later on, we hear the Camel Caravan from 1939. Right now, it's the Bing Crosby Show, an episode heard on CBS on December 4th, 1952, with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, and 8-year-old French actor Christiane Fourcade, who would later star in Little Boy Lost with Bing Crosby on the silver screen.
When the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
Welcome you to the Bing Crosby Show, brought to you by General Electric Company, makers of famous, dependable kitchen and home laundry appliances. Produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins with the Mayors and Bing's guests, Miss Rosemary Clooney and Christiane Fourcade. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Bing.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you, Ken. So with the... We've got Rosemary Clooney and Christiane Fourcade. Those are our guests for tonight, eh?
Mm-hmm. Who is Christiane Fourcade?
Ken, are you starting a contest or are you seeking information? Are you conducting a panel here? What are you doing?
I'm just seeking information. That's
well, Christiane Fourcade plays the little boy in Little Boy Lost. That's a film we're shooting now.
Yes. Uh-huh.
He's a fine child actor from Paris. And if you weren't such an isolationist, you'd know that.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't get around much, you know. I don't get...
Well, after all, if you were in touch, if you were au courant, you would know that Christiane Fourcade in France is just as well known as Crepe Suzette.
Oh, I've seen her.
Oh, the dear old dead days of the minstrels are back, I see. But, Ken, to get along here now musically, I see that the opening selection is Sleigh Ride. John, drop that baton and let's proceed.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring-ting-tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling
you-hoo.
Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Giddy-up, 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 let's go.
Let's look at the show.
We're riding in the wonderland of snow. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, it's grand.
Just holding your hand.
We're gliding along with the song of a wintry fairyland.
Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy cozy are we. We're snuggled up together like the birds of a feather would be.
Let's take that road before us and sing up a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. There's a birthday party at the home of Farmer Gray. It'll be the perfect ending of a perfect day. We'll be singing the songs we love to sing without a single stop.
At the fireside where we watch the chestnuts pop,
pop, pop, pop.
There's a happy feeling nothing in the world can buy. When they pass around the coffee and that pumpkin pie,
it'll nearly be like a picture print by Currier and Ives. These wonderful things are the things we remember all through our lives.
Just to hear the sleigh bells jingling, ring tingling and
ting, 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 ting.
Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Ding, ding, ding. Let's take that road before us and sing up a chorus or two.
Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, boy.
Ah, very nice, please.
Winfrey.
You like that?
Oh, I like it very
much. Winfrey?
The spirit of the season.
Chris,
it's wonderful.
Yes.
Say, Bing, would you care to hear a little rondelay I just dashed off?
What am I going to do about it? You're between me and the door.
You're well
I'm
trapped,
stuck.
Are you? All right,
trapped.
Here it comes.
Yes.
I came, I saw, said Julius Caesar. My heart was conquered by GE's food freezer. Food stored for months still tastes new. I stuffed myself madly, and Brutus ate too.
Someone hand me my broadsword. Up earlier in the program, we made some mention of Christian Fourcade, the French boy who plays the little boy in Little Boy Lost. In introducing Christian, I'd just like to say a few things about him. I'd like to tell you that he's quite bright, very talented lad. He's only 8 years old, and he's already appeared in 12 French pictures. He's had important roles in 3 plays, and he's also quite a radio star over in Paris. Just to show you that this boy doesn't just sit around reading comic books, he also makes phonograph records. Here now is my little friend, the petite Parisian Arthur Godfrey, Christian Fourcade.
Christian?
Just get right up there on the box, Christian.
Crosby.
It's a pleasure to have you with us, mon ami.
Merci, mon ami.
Folks, I've got to let you in on a little something here. Even though Christian doesn't work in the picture that we're doing every day at Paramount, he always seems to be at the studio.
That's right.
You know, Christian, you don't have to hang around Paramount when you're not working.
I know, but I have a very good friend at Paramount, and I like always to be near my friend.
Well, thanks, pal. May I say that I think you're a pretty swell guy, too.
Please, do not misunderstand me.
Well, I understand.
What I mean is I come at Paramount every day because you are there, but also because somebody else is there.
Someone else at Paramount? My goodness, don't tell me you got a crush on Bob Hope, too.
Bob Hope?
Yeah.
Il a un air piqué de gaufrette.
Oh, that's wonderful. Folks, Christian just told me in French that Hope has a nose to stick in cakes. Il est né un piqué de la gaufrette, hein?
Did I say something wrong?
No, you said something right.
Just like you told me, eh?
Yeah, that's... Ah oui, exactement. Just like I told you. But tell me, Christian, who else is it that you like at Paramount? Who is it now? Is it Bill Holden?
Oh, Monsieur Holden is a wonderful actor. But the person I love is somebody else.
The person you love? Christian, don't tell me.
Yes.
A girl, huh?
Naturally.
So, you have found romance, huh?
Vive la France!
Vive la France! Well, now, just who is this girl, Christian?
She's as sweet as Minute Maid fresh frozen orange juice.
Thanks for the plug.
Just like you told me to say.
Just exactly. All right, Christian, out with it. Now, who is this girl who intrigues you so much? I'm your pal. You can tell me.
Mais non, c'est un secret d'amour.
Secret d'amour, huh? Well, Christian, I must tell you, a secret like this doesn't keep very long in Hollywood. If you don't tell me, I'm certain to read about it in Luella's column.
I guess I must tell you because I want you to help me.
Isn't this amazing? 8 years old, and he's in love with a girl. When I was this kid's age, I thought girls were boys.
We will get to your problem another time.
Okay, now, Christian, about this girl you're in love with, how far has this romance gone?
Not far enough.
Patience, my boy.
I am a Frenchman.
I understand.
What I mean to say is I am in love with this beautiful girl, but she does not know it.
Oh, I see, and you want me to set you in with a girl, huh? Well, I'll do it, but first you got to tell me the girl's name.
All right. The beautiful lady who I love is Rosemary Clooney.
Rosemary Clooney?
Formidable.
Ah, formidable, vraiment.
I am Looney for Clooney.
Steady now, easy now, Christiane. I don't like to disillusion you, but I think your romance with Rosemary is just a little ridiculous.
I don't see why. She is not married.
That's right, that's true. And Rosemary is beautiful. She's talented, charming. Lovely girl, but you are only 8 years old.
For Rosemary, I will grow up very quickly.
Well, never let it be said that I'm not Cupid's little helper. As soon as Rosemary arrives, I tell her I do. I'll put in a good word for you, Christian.
Put in many good words. I will be listening.
And where will you be?
I will be hiding behind the piano.
You're going to hide behind the piano, huh? Well, you better slide behind the Steinway right now because it's time to bring Rosemary in.
I go, but do not forget, wheel me up.
Okay. I'll do my darndest.
Bonne chance.
Bonne chance.
Vive l'amour.
Vive l'amour. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, I'd like to present America's foremost songstress, the Paramount Picture star who will shortly be seen in The Stars Are Singing, Miss Rosemary Clooney.
Hi, Bing.
Hi, Rosemary. Say, you've changed since rehearsal. You got a new ensemble. You look wonderful.
Well,
may I say that?
Yes, please do.
And your gown is really exciting. It's very chic.
What happened?
Either someone's tuning the piano or Buddy Cole fell off his stool again.
Oh.
They laugh out of the orchestra with that. It's a union. But, Rosemary, to get down to business, I hope you won't think I'm forward or anything, but there's a very good friend of mine here, a fellow who's very anxious to meet you.
A friend of yours wants to meet me?
Mm-hmm.
Is he attractive?
No, come see, come saw. Actually, come to think of it, Rosemary, this is a very attractive man he is. He's got very dreamy eyes, sort of reddish brown hair. Very continental. He's quite handsome.
Sounds wonderful. How tall is he?
How tall? Oh, he's about 3'11".
Well, Bing, I'm awfully busy now with pictures and recordings and television. I don't know if I can squeeze in a date, even if it is only 3'11".
Well, you'd like this fellow, Rosemary. He doesn't drink or smoke, doesn't run around with women.
Some other time, Bing.
Okay.
I hear your picture's going very well.
Oh, yes. We have a wonderful French cast, you know.
Yes, and that little French boy, mm-hmm. Christian Fourcade.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a doll. Every time I see him, I feel like picking him up and squeezing him.
You feel like squeezing him? Well, then everything is just dandy because Christian is the fellow I wanted to introduce you to.
I hardly think that's necessary, Bing.
What do you mean?
Well, he's had lunch in my dressing room every day this week.
Well, vive la France.
Vive la France.
Come on out here, Christian.
Oh, is Christian here?
Is he here? Here he comes right now. Come on, Christian, get back up here on the box. There you are.
Bonsoir, Rosemary.
Bonsoir, Christian.
Why don't you pick me up and squeeze me?
Well, Christian, I think right now it's time for Rosemary's song.
Okay, we squeeze later.
I tell you, the French are just not overrated one bit. What's your song, Rosemary?
I thought I'd do You'll Never Know How Much I Love You. And I dedicate this number to Christian.
Well.
Not bad for 8 years of living.
No. Not bad at all. Congratulations. Go ahead, Rosemary. Now, come on, Christian. You and I will go over here and grab ourselves a seat, huh?
If there is to prove that I love you. I swear I don't know how. You'll never know if you don't know.
Jovi's taking that pretty big, wasn't he? Say, Ken, I got a riddle here for you. Tell me what's red hot and real cool.
Well, now, Daddy-O, I'd reckon it to be the famous speed-cooking cow rod units on one of those real cool General Electric Stratoliner ranges.
And now, Rosemary, would you care to do a number with me?
Sure. What do you have in mind?
Oh, you're the game girl. Well, along about Christmas, Mr. Hope, Miss L'Amour, and myself will be released in a Technicolor musical entitled The Road to Ballet.
Oh, another road picture, huh? Right. What's the story about, Bing?
I don't believe it has any, but they do say it's fairly jolly. Among the dandy tunes in this Technicolor tickler is a tune titled On the Merry-Go-Run-Around.
Oh, I know that one. It should make a good double.
That's what I mean. You want to have a go at it?
Okay with me.
You won't say yes and you won't say no. You let my poor heart pound.
But you smile at me and around I go on the merry-go-run-around.
And you build me up till the sky seems low. Then plop, I hit the ground.
But you hold my hand and around I go on the merry-go-run-around.
When a friend says to me, where the heck are you bound? What the deuce can you say? Just around and around and around. You won't say leave and you won't say whoa. I've tried to get unwound.
But you kiss me once and around we go on the merry-go-run-around. The ground, but you hold my hand and around we go on the merry-go-run-around. When a friend says to me, where the heck are you bound?
Now what the deuce can you say?
Just around and around and around.
You won't say leave and you won't say whoa. I've tried to get unwound.
But we kiss once again and around we go
on the merry-go-round.
A merry-go-round, a merry-go-round around with you.
Thank you, Rosemary. Thank you very much. You know, folks, Christian has a little French novelty song for us that he wants to sing. It was written especially for him by Charles Dumel, the famous French composer. It's a song about a little boy who, in his mind, imagines that he's the admiral of a magnificent fleet, makes his own ships with pieces of wood and string and gives them grandiose names and mans them with swashbuckling crews. Little boy loves the sea, but he lives in the big city where there's no ocean. But he's very happy, and he always dreams about boats, 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 and Rosemary Clooney. Which certainly makes very nice dreaming. Christian, allons, anchors away.
Pourquoi neige, pas la chance d'habiter au bord de l'eau. À tout bout de champ, je pense au joli bateau. Aussi à chaque examen, mes parents me gâtent. Ils m'achètent un sous-marin ou une belle frégate. Je suis l'amiral d'une escadre fantastique. Je dirige, c'est normal, une flotte magnifique. Sur les océans et partout les temps, vogue mes bateaux sous mon commandement. Avec des bouts de ficelle, quelques vieux morceaux de bois, de fragiles caravelles sortent de mes doigts. Je leur donne des noms aux flancs, leur crée des voyages. Je donne à mes bâtiments tout un équipage. Je suis l'amiral d'une escadre fantastique. Je dirige, c'est normal, une flotte magnifique. Sur les océans et partout les temps, vogue mes bateaux sous mon commandement. Tous mes rêves d'aventure, même quand la nuit je dors, ne sont faits que d'aventures et de vastes ports. Dans mon sommeil, le roulis berce ma jeunesse. Dans les plus lointains pays, je roule sans cesse. Je suis l'amiral d'une escadre fantastique. Je dirige, c'est normal, une flotte magnifique. Sur les océans et partout les temps, vogue mes bateaux sous mon commandement.
Oh, that was wonderful, Christian. I really enjoyed it. And now, Ken, shall we set sail on the washing wonders of a General Electric automatic washer?
Gladly, Captain Bly.
Just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. With every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white. Like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten
and children listen to hear
sleigh bells in the snow. And may all your Christmas.
my thanks to Rosemary Clooney and to Christian Fourcade for dropping in this evening. Folks, here's a reminder to buy your Christmas seals. Join in the 46th annual Christmas seal sale and help stamp out tuberculosis. Hope to see you then, same time, same station next week, when our guest will again be Rosemary Clooney, and also Joe Venuti will be with us. Meanwhile, remember GE's fabulous dependability. You can put your confidence in General Electric. Thank you all, and good night.
Show presented by General Electric was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guests, Miss Rosemary Clooney and Joe Venuti.
The Bing Crosby Show on Tuned to Yesterday from December 4th, 1952 from CBS. The special guest 8-year-old Christian Fourcade would star in Little Boy Lost as the little boy in the following year on the silver screen with Bing Crosby in the lead. The motion picture won a Golden Globe for Best Film Promoting International Understanding. It's an hour of variety on Tuned to Yesterday. I'm your host, Mark Levonier. And now on to the Camel Caravan from February 7th, 1939 on CBS. Lots of music coming up in this broadcast, originating from the State Theater in Hartford, Connecticut, with singers Martha Tilton and Johnny Mercer. We also hear from Benny Goodman and the orchestra, Teddy Wilson on the piano, and Lionel Hampton.
Here comes the Camel Caravan with Benny Goodman. That means meeting time for swing fans of all ages and hot club members from coast to coast. Time to gather around for music by Benny Goodman, words by Johnny Mercer.
This is your president, Benny Goodman, bidding you welcome to the Camel Hot Club. Tonight, our club meeting takes place at the State Theater in Hartford, Connecticut. You know, Hartford is the insurance headquarters of the whole country, so we thought it would be a wise policy to see that everyone had a good time. Vice President Johnny Mercer, will you sound off with that 30-minute endowment we dreamed up for tonight?
Right, Prexy. Whereas and be it known, the parties of the first part hereinafter referred to as Benny Goodman and or the world's greatest swing band shall by mutual consent and popular demand present, item, the party of the second part, to wit and viz, your swing sweetheart, Martha Tilton. Item, the parties of the third, fourth, fifth, and sixth parts.
Say, this thing's got more parts than an erector set.
Hereinafter, referred to as the Goodman Trio and Quartet.
Item, President Goodman's latest and strongest pet hate, the Fluff Box.
Snapping its hungry jaws for a 50-cent piece when any of us stumbles on a word or misreads a line. And here comes the first premium on our good time policy for tonight. It's the Goodman version of that grand old toe-tapper, Swinging Down the Lane.
Thank you.
Not so long ago, Johnny Mercer and Waller Donaldson, of whom you may have heard by now, got together and turned out a new song. I vote we have Martha Tilton sing it for us right now. Will those in favor say aye?
Aye!
Gosh, so that's what it sounds like when 4,000 people all agree at once. All right, Martha, suppose you tell the club members about Johnny's new song in your own way.
You folks want to go out to the movies. I've seen the movies all over town. You folks want to go out to a party. Have a nice party. I'll run along and be a smarty. Gotta get some shut-eye, give the world a go-by. Got an awful lot of dreaming to do. Gotta get some shut-eye where the kisses flow by. Got an awful lot of dreams to come true. Gonna let that sandman sprinkle me with stars. Only hope that old lamplighter lets me hold my baby tighter. So I'm going bye-bye, gonna get some shut-eye. Got an awful lot of dreaming to do.
To come down the aisles and make sure that all seats are chained to the floor. I'll man the fire alarm box myself, because the quartet with Buddy, Benny, Lionel, and Teddy are busting open a special packet of fireworks. That swing skyrocket called I've Found a New Baby. Thank you. Yes, Martha?
Oh, Mr. Mercer, do you think I could interview you for the Gossip Gazette of the Ladies' Auxiliary?
What? Write an article about me?
Yes. You see, they heard about your invention of the fluff box, and they want to know where you got your wonderful financial genius.
Well, Martha, originally the Mercers hyped for Scotland.
Hoot, Mon, did they come over on the Mayflower?
Aye, tourist class.
But you were born in Georgia.
Sure enough, honey child. That's where I acquired my taste for Georgia peaches.
Well, hush my mouth, Colonel. And where'd you go to school?
Woodbury Forest, ma'am, in old Virginia.
Let's see, now, Georgia peaches in Virginia. And now you're on the radio.
What are you writing, Martha?
The title of my article, President Goodman.
Let me see it. Johnny Mercer, a peach-fed Virginia ham.
Uh-oh, you'll be sorry, Martha. Just for that, I'm going to include you in the club room. 50 cents for every fluff. Let's hear you read this announcement of the next item.
President Goodman says certain soul sweet songs should surely sound flawless.
Uh-oh, flop.
There's my 50 cents, Johnny.
Start again.
I'll try again. President Goodman says certain slow, sweet songs...
Flop.
Dollar, gee. Thank you. President Goodman says certain slow, sweet songs should surely sound solid, swiftly swung, so start sending Estrelita.
Here's another one of Johnny Mercer's new tunes. first introduced on this program and fast rising in popularity. The Cuckoo in the Clock. Club members, along about here, we sort of gambled that you'd want to hear one of Johnny Mercer's parodies. And to set the mood for it, a parody worst comedians you ever heard are going to fire a little crosstalk at you.
Benny, who was that oboe I saw you with last night?
That was no oboe, that was my fife.
Say, Benny, tell me, where do all the fleas go in the wintertime?
You can search me.
Oh, that was almost a fluff. You see, club members, it's like they always say. Everyone knows them, they're old jokes. Like the seasons, they come and they go. Always getting the bird, if not given, inferred. That's why everybody hates them so. Rehashed and revived and retold jokes. With their whiskers tucked under their chins. They're the real mellow type, so mellow they're ripe. They think that at 40 life begins. Every evening after supper, those stories come pell-mell. They're the ones they told in 65 to Lincoln that day. And he said, I know that one so well. I don't quite understand about old jokes. They were told by the blue and the gray. But they're not too rheumatic to creep from the attic and show everyone the eggs they lay.
Well, we always know where to find old jokes when there's some little program to do. We go right to Joe Miller to get us the killer. Change it around to sound like new.
But they never do.
Folks that listen to radio stations sit and whittle until we are through.
Instead of getting more mail,
we keep getting more stale by sneaking a little quip or two.
Every Tuesday, we go fishing, our catch lines are all jammed.
But we only hook a smile or two, the laugh gets away.
can't keep him, keep him away. Oh, someday there'll be no more old Joes. What a wonderful world it will be.
All the comics that day will have to work for their pay,
the day that they put old jokes away.
Now here's the place in the minutes of our meeting when the committee takes up news of the hot clubs.
Yes, Benny. And we have two special items to report this week. Item one, right here in Hartford, Connecticut, radio station WDRC has its own Strictly Swing Club. They've just held a popularity poll among the members. And our president, Benny Goodman, was the winner.
Thank you all. And I've got a little present for you. You can share it with all the Hot Club members from coast to coast. It's so new, the ink is hardly dry in its pages, and this is the first performance on the air. In appreciation of your friendliness, we've christened it Hartford's Dump.
Club members, Clarinet Goodley of the Reciprocal Philadelphia Hot League, beginning next Transday. Wishly, perhaps remembering Monley of you not to forget.
Hey, Johnny, hold on. What's the idea of the double talk?
Well, President Goodman, this sinister and superannuated silo here, the fluff box, has gone and garnered another, I guess it's about
$1.
And with the seven we already had on hand, the kitty is becoming entirely too obese for comfort.
Oh, I see. So to get around it, you're going in for double talk. Is that it?
Right. As Shakespeare said, speak trippingly on the tongue.
Even Shakespeare could have used a fluff box, huh? Club members, what Johnny Mercer meant by those vocal gymnastics was that next Tuesday we'll be holding our meeting in Philadelphia. Join us, won't you? Till then, this is your president, Benny Goodman, saying goodnight for Camels and all the gang.
sure all the members of our Philadelphia branch will want to join President Goodman at the Earl Theater down there beginning on Friday. And I'm sure all you members of our other branches everywhere will join up with us again on next Tuesday night. Until then, this is Johnny Mercer, the Vagabond Fluffer, saying good night and so long.
Next Monday night, over these same stations, Eddie Cantor's Camel Caravan rolls in. So make it a Monday night date, too. Harry Holcomb speaking.
The Camel Caravan on Tuned to Yesterday from February 7th, 1939 on CBS. That brings to an end this hour of variety on Tuned to Yesterday. Be sure to be with us next time for more great programs from radio's past. Until our next hour together, I'm Mark LeVilliner. It's been a pleasure.